Create customer dependency with aggressive service. The first story I want to tell you about, I met with a partner of a law firm that was in the market for a 10,000 square foot building in downtown Tampa. He had been working with actually the biggest firm in the country, with one of their best brokers working the assignment for 2 years unsuccessfully. Basically, this was during the boom in 2005 in Tampa, and he wasn't able to find any value in the market because it was short supply and tremendous demand on people buying buildings. So buildings were being bought at a top dollar price, and contracts were being written basically for asking price or even bid up above asking price. So when I met with him, I explained what was going on in the market and how the broker he was working with was doing a good job for him conventionally by sharing with him everything that comes on the market daily through the queues of search engines that he relied on to find information. And there were 61 buildings that he had shown him, all at top dollar price. When I came in to meet with him, I told him that there were 564 buildings in his territory that were not on the market, and that I was willing to door knock every single one of those buildings until we found a buyer that was willing to sell and to basically uncover an opportunity that wasn't evident to any broker in the market. Well, long story short, it took me 27 days, 457 door knocks, and I walked into a building that had a for sale by owner sign on it. It was a 48,000 square foot warehouse building in the proximity of downtown Tampa Bay. The owner was asking $40 a square foot because it was a warehouse building, and he wasn't budging off the price, and he wasn't paying commissions to real estate brokers to handle it. I told him that I didn't need any commission paid from him because my buyer had me covered. We wound up buying that building and converting it, 10,000 square feet of that building, into Class A office space for this law firm partner's offices to exist. It fronted a main thoroughfare in Tampa Bay, so he had frontage for the signage of his firm. And on the interior of the building, we suggested designing that for residential condominiums, or condominium offices, which he took our advice. The property also came with land across the street. His acquisition cost on this building with renovations came in just over $5 million. And when this project's completed, he will have netted $1 million profit and had free office space, 10,000 square feet of office space in the Tampa Bay downtown area. So basically the way that occurred was I was willing to do something that my competitors weren't able to do, and basically by providing aggressive service to that client, he relies on me for all of his properties moving forward. He understands the value of cold calling and how effective or what types of diamonds in the rough exist if you go out looking for them. Well, the second story I'm going to tell you about is another buyer who caught wind of what I did for this law firm and hired me to look for a building for them. And this gentleman, very successful manufacturer who knew what he wanted for the size of his building and also was very specific about the quality of the building he was looking for. Well, using conventional methods, drive by looking at signs and providing data from real estate search engines, I was bringing him buildings to look at of which he was under impressed. They weren't of the quality that he liked. So one day he asked if we could go out riding around, and he took me to a park that he liked. We looked at some buildings, and he actually pointed to a building that was not on the market at the time, and he asked me to buy that building. Well, I took him back to his office and returned to that building went up to the front door, rang the buzzer. It was a tinted glass window building, and nobody came out to answer. So I walked around the side of the building, and I noticed that there was a group of people outside having a smoke break. Well, I kind of slowly milled around, trying to be noticed, and predictably and aggressively, one of the people having the break came aggressively over to me and asked me why I was on the property. And I told him, my name's Joe Cole. I'm a broker. I have a customer interested in buying a building in this park, and I'm just trying to find out if, number one, if you folks own the building, and number two, if you'd be willing to sell. Well, long story short, this gentleman was a facilities manager for the building, and he told me they are interested in selling the building. I needed to talk to the broker that was handling their portfolio up in Ohio. Now, he invited me into the building. This was a full-blown data center. It had every bell and whistle you can imagine. It was raised flooring throughout, tremendous amount of power and bandwidth, motion detectors, hurricane shutters that were automated that came up when the sun came up in the morning and went down when the sun went down in the evening, a generator that could run the building for 2 weeks without filling up. I estimated the worth of this building, it was a 27,000 square foot building, to be in the vicinity of $4.5 to $5 million, or $175 a square foot. It sat on 2.7 acres of land. Well, I called the broker up in Ohio. He said they were under contract with a REIT that had bought two other buildings in the portfolio, and they were pretty much moving forward with the contract. Well, what I told him is if he gave the name to this firm that was buying the buildings and told them that we had interest only in this specific building, I would, you know, compensate him with a referral fee. Well, this is March. June 17th, I came out of a networking event, 5:30 in the afternoon, and I get a call on my phone from a gentleman named Joe who said that, you know, the broker in Ohio said to call me about the data center building that we're interested in. And, you know, I asked him if it was going to be put on the market. He said yes, and I asked him what they were considering putting it up for, and he told me $110 a square foot. Well, we wound up writing an offer for just under that, had those folks pay my commission. Bottom line is we bought a building for under $3 million that was worth $5 million because I literally door-knocked on a building that was not for sale, evident for sale at the time, and walked into timing. So the third story I have is when I was out cold calling a listing, I walked into a retail furniture store, and the gentleman that greeted me, his name was Joe also, and the first thing he asked me, he said, why was I there? I told him I was a broker, and he said he hated brokers. And my response to that was, well, I hate brokers too. He says, yeah, they don't work. I said, that's why I'm in the business. I told him what I do. I told him I cold call every day. And basically, over time, he's actually handed off. He normally handles all his properties by himself. Now he relies on us to handle all his properties because he knows we're effective. Marketers, and that wouldn't have happened if I didn't make a cold call and shared with them how we do business, how we cold call our listings and put out flyers within a 3 mile radius. So takeaways from this CD is do the work that your competitors aren't willing to do. Stay accountable to the plan. Every owner that I work with, they can call me anytime and I can give them information on what's going on. I can give them true information about the marketplace. I can give them better information about the marketplace because we're going out and living it. So remember to keep these in your forefront when you're trying to create customer dependency through aggressive service, and you'll have customers for life. That's how I've done it. So hopefully that piece of information will be useful for you, and look forward to talking to you on the next CD.